When myself, yourself, your mother, your father, your brothers, your sisters, your mates, your pals, your neighbors are placed in that grave, lying down, and you are standing right above, you are reciting verses of the Quran, you are following the order of the Prophet, استغفروا لأخيكم فيأتيه ملكان. Two angels will come, فيجلسانه. They will make him sit. We think he is dead, no movement in the body, finished. No, فيجلسانه. They will make him sit. فيقولان له. So the two angels will say to him, مَرْ رَبُّكَ. And I'm going to speak about Rabb in the coming weeks. That what preparation we have to make to reply to this one question that the Munkar and Nakir will make in the grave. فَيَقُولْ مَرْ رَبُّكَ. فَيَقُولَانْ لَهُ مَرْ رَبُّكَ. Who is your Lord? فَيَقُولْ رَبِّي اللَّهُ. My Lord is Allah. My sustainer, my Rabb is Allah. فَيَقُولَانْ لَهُ. So the angels will say, مَا دِينُكَ. What is your religion? So he will say, my religion is Deen al-Islam. My religion is Islam. فَيَقُولَانْ لَهُ. مَا هَذَا الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيكُمْ. مَا هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. Who is this person? الَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيكُمْ. Who was sent amongst you. Who was sent for you. Who is this person? So inshallah, inshallah, if Allah wills, bi'awnillah, with the madad and the nusrat and the help of Allah, Muslims, mu'mins will say that this is huwa Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيَقُولَا لَهُ وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ. So the angels will say to him, how do you know? How can you be so sure? How can you be so sure about Allah, about Islam, and about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So he will say, قَرَأْتُ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ فَآمَنْتُ بِهِ وَصَدَّقْتُ. I read the kitab, the kalam, the speech, the attribute of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the glorious Quran, فَآمَنْتُ بِهِ. I believed in it, وَصَدَّقْتُ, and I affirmed. The Prophet of Allah says, فَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. A caller from the heavens will call out. What a moment. What a beautiful moment. فَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. A caller from heaven will call out. And he will say, أَنْ قَدْ صَدَقَ عَبْدِي. That my servant, صَدَقَ عَبْدِي, my servant has spoken the truth. Now what is the reward for that person that has spoken the truth? فَأَفْرِشُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَلْبِسُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَافْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. A spread a bedding for him that is not from this mortal world. It is from Jannah. وَأَلْبِسُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. And give him a garment. Allow him to wear a garment and a dress, a malabis from Jannah. وَافْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And open a window through which he can see the bounties of Jannah. When I was reading this hadith, an example came in my mind. You can accept it or reject it, but I believe it is relevant to many of us. To many of us. Just before the days of Hajj, we start to study what is the best package. What is the best package? So we ask the organizers, how far are we from the Haram? Some will say 100 meters. When you arrive there, it's 400 meters. Allah give them hidayah as well. Some will say 4 stars. And when you arrive there, it's no star. It is 1,000,000 stars in Muzdalifah. Allah Rabbul Izzah give ikhlas for the Muslims to perform any form of ibadah. If there's no ikhlas, there's no barakat, and there's no reward. Many of them are sincere. Allah reward them as well. So a person makes a research and he comes to know that there is a accommodation that is very close to the Haram. In the same package, one package says 8,000 and the second one says 10,000. He says, why is it 8,000? He says, the window does not open into the Haram. In the 10,000 package, the window opens into the Haram. So you are sitting in your hotel and you open the window and you see the Kaaba. What a sight. You are not in the Kaaba. being in the Kaaba or being close to the Kaaba, touching the Kiswa, soaking that environment and that nur is different. But being very far away, 100 meters away, and looking at the Kaaba from your accommodation, that is a feeling in itself. So this is a $10,000 package. This is a $10,000 package. وَفْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. You will be sitting in your grave, and the window will open. You cannot eat the fruits of paradise. You cannot swim in the fountains of paradise. You cannot be with your wives of paradise. You cannot see the beauty of Allah at this moment. But far away, you can sense the beauty of Jannah. فَتَأْتِيهِ مِنْ رَوْحِهَا وَطِيبِهَا. So the joy, the pleasant breeze, the joy, take all these words in, the joy, the pleasant breeze, the fragrance, will come into his grave. Will come into his grave. And then the Prophet of Allah says, we leave a person in a very tight spot. There was a janazah 1-2 days ago, we went and we thought that the grave will be too small for the sister that passed away. But when we placed the sister in the grave, it was sufficient. So sometimes we think that the hole is too small, too narrow. How can a person fit? وَيُفْتَحُ لَهُ فِيهَا مَدَّ بَصَرِ وَيُفْتَحُ لَهُ فِيهَا مَدَّ بَصَرِ. So now then the grave starts to open. It starts to open. It expands. And it expands so far and wide that the person cannot see the end. It will expand to the vision of the human being. So far and so large in size. That's why the Prophet of Allah has said, and there's a hadith that has been reported in Ibn Majah and in Mishkatul Musabih, reported as Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Prophet of Allah said that when a person is placed in the grave, a mu'min, we're talking about a mu'min, when a mu'min is placed in the grave, and he opens his eyes, and he finds these two people, the Munkar and Nakir, ready to question him. And that scene in the grave will seem to him as it is the end time of Asr. The light in the grave will be like the light at the time of Asr. Hadith in Ibn Majah and Mishkatul Masabi. Because this person was punctual in life and he used to establish his Asr prayer, he will not worry about the Munkar and Nakir. Allah will take that fear away. And he will say, leave me alone and let me establish my Asr Salah. Let me establish my Asr Salah. Mullah Ali Qari, rahimahumullah, in Umdatul Qari, he mentions that this is a blessing in disguise. This is a blessing in disguise. Because once Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an was sitting and Hazrat Umar passed by. Hadith is in Mishkatul Masabi. Hazrat Umar passed by and he said, As-salamu alaykum. Hazrat Usman didn't reply. Hazrat Usman didn't reply. So Hazrat Umar was very, very angry. So the temperament, the attitude, the nature of Hazrat Umar, very angry. So he went straight to Hazrat Abu Bakr, who was the Khalif. And he complained. He said, I gave salam to Hazrat Usman, he did not reply. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq said, right, we'll go together, we'll ask him, why didn't he reply? So both of them went and they said, Usman, Abu Bakr said, Usman, don't you know that Umar just came and he gave you salam and you did not reply? As we know, to give salam is a sunnah, but to reply is wajib. So the rank of replying is greater than giving salam. So Hazrat Usman said, Wallah, I don't know. I do not know that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and gave me salam. Hazrat Umar says, Wallah, I gave you salam. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq understood. He said, Usman, what were you doing? He said, I was pondering, tafakkur. I was contemplating about akhirah. So he was so deep, entangled in the thinking of akhirah that he was not allowed to even know who is around him. He was not even aware that Hazrat Umar came. He was not even aware that Hazrat Umar came. So when a person has that love for the salah, he will be in the grave. They will say, مَنْ رَبُّكَ مَنْ نَبِيُّكَ مَا دِينُكَ وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ. And he will say, leave me alone, let me establish my salah. He's so engaged in the establishment of salah. It will take the focus away. It will take the focus away. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, those that miss their prayer, any prayer, think about it. That's why the Prophet of Allah exclusively mentioned the Asr prayer. مَنْ فَاتَتْهُ صَلَاةُ الْعَصْرِ فَكَأَنَّمَا وُطِرَ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. Because it is a time of winding up your business. The time of Asr is the time to wrap up, knock off. So people knock off, wind up, they're ready to go back home, accounts. So in that moment a person forgets his obligation, his duty towards Allah. So the Prophet of Allah says, مَنْ فَاتَتْهُ صَلَاةُ الْعَصْرِ فَكَأَنَّمَا وُطِرَ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. A person that misses out on Asr, he's like he has lost everything. Mal, his wealth, his possessions, wa ahluhu, and his family, everything he has lost. And he will lose that blessing in disguise in the grave that will take his focus away from the hisab and the kitab. From the hisab and the kitab. Allah Rabbul Izzat grant us to prepare for that moment. And Allah Rabbul Izzat grant us success in the life to come, in every episode, and especially in the grave.